HRN News. I'm Rich Thomason. There have been no reports of any Americans hurt in an attack on a base housing U.S. troops in eastern Syria. However, six allied Kurdish fighters were killed in late yesterday's attack, an umbrella group of Iran-backed Iraqi militias claiming responsibility. A second atmospheric river is hammering California.
California's governor declared a state of emergency for multiple counties as a slow-moving storm dubbed a Pineapple Express brought winds gusting over 80 miles per hour and up to 9 inches of rain in some areas, with more rain in Southern California today. Forecasters with the National Weather Service say the low-pressure system is moving slowly, which is why the rainfall totals are so high. Meteorologist Mike Wofford.
The combination with the strong winds and the low pressure all kind of combining to really create a very dangerous storm across the area.
Andrew Turner Jr. in San Diego tells KGTV he's still recovering from last week's storm.
I can go for 60 days of dry weather right now. I had enough rain.
I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Speaker of the House says a $118 billion Senate border bill doesn't cut it and is dead on arrival in the House. Speaker Mike Johnson telling NBC's Meet the Press the House has its own proposal. He says it's one that would truly secure the southern border.
We would resolve the asylum, the broken asylum system and the broken parole system. We would reinstitute Remain in Mexico, which would stem the flow by probably 70%. We would end the catch and release, the mass releases of illegals into our country that's happened. This border is out of control. All these problems have mounted.
The Senate bill, endorsed by President Biden, also includes more military aid for Ukraine and Israel. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 42 points, NASDAQ futures off 11, S&P futures 8 points lower. This is SRN News. Americans rate the country's institutions.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 59% of the general public has a positive view of churches and religious organizations, versus 39% who see them in a negative light. That puts faith institutions in third place overall. Americans feel the most positive about small business, followed by the military. Amongst the institutions with the highest negative views, the banks, corporations, and universities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bad news for Christians on the tiny African island nation of Comoros. A hardline Islamic president has been reelected, promising more persecution for believers. International Christian Concern says religious freedom in Comoros is close to nothing. The Constitution mandates that Islam is the state religion and citizens must behave in line with the principles of Sunni Islam. In fact, the only reason Christians are surviving at all is because of pressure from the U.S. State Department. SRN News. It was 50 years ago, a young woman from a prominent family became one of the most infamous kidnap victims in U.S. history.
Newspaper heiress Patty Hearst was kidnapped by the Symbionese Liberation Army in Berkeley, California. The 19-year-old college student's abduction eventually led her to joining forces with the SLA for a 1974 bank robbery that earned her a prison sentence. Hearst is nearing 70 later this month and has been in the news again in recent years. This time, her dogs have won prizes in the Westminster Kennel Dog Show. Jason Walker reporting.
Voters in Paris have given the go-ahead to tripling the parking fees charged to drivers of large SUVs. A referendum aimed at cutting the number of such vehicles currently navigating the streets of the French capital. More details, SRNNews.com.